So will they or won't they? Speculation is mounting that the crucial vote on the UK Brexit withdrawal deal will now not happen tomorrow. The British Prime Minister is due to make a statement to the House of Commons at 3:30 this afternoon. Let's first go to London and our correspondent there, Fiona Mitchell. What's going on, Fiona?
That is the question, Claire. And at the moment, there is no real certainty of an answer. We expect to hear, as you say, from Theresa May at 3:30 this afternoon. All signs are that this vote is now going to be postponed, though. Obviously, given the kind of febrile atmosphere that there is and has been here in Westminster for some weeks now, the events of the last couple of hours were completely unanticipated. Nobody had expected any word from Theresa May this afternoon. So all indications are that the decision has now been taken to not proceed with this vote. A clear indication and a clear admission from Theresa May that she simply knows she cannot win it, and that the scale of the defeat could throw the entire British political process and, of course, her leadership into a very immediate and very deep crisis.
Well, let's listen to the response of Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to that speculation. He was asked about it in the last little while. Let's hear what he had to say.
I've heard suggestions that the vote may be postponed, but I've no confirmation of that at present. What I can say is that the withdrawal agreement, including the Irish backstop, is the only agreement on the table. It took over a year and a half to negotiate. It has the support of 28 governments, and it's not possible to reopen any aspect of that agreement without reopening all aspects of it.
So Fiona, who's still with us from London, you hear the Taoiseach there saying that the Brexit deal cannot be reopened. We've had the same message coming from Europe today. So what would be the likely reason for the postponement?
Well, the immediate reason, of course, for the postponement, Claire, is that Theresa May knows that she will simply not be able to get this vote through the House. And this may be a sense of essentially buying some time as she tries to find a way out of this. Now, when we hear from her at 3:30, of course, everybody will be waiting to see what she has to say. What is that plan B, if indeed there is a plan B? She may very well be in a position where she is talking about going to Brussels to see what can be done, perhaps in relation to the political declaration. EU leaders have said, of course, that the withdrawal treaty itself, that cannot be touched, but that potentially there may be some wriggle room she may feel in relation to the political declaration, and that there could be some wording put in there that might give some comfort to some MPs. But in truth, the scale, the number of MPs now who are against this deal means that really they will be looking for some very substantive changes, and substantive changes in relation to the backstop. How exactly she is going to facilitate that when the EU says there is not a move on the substantive issues of this treaty, well, nobody really knows. The sense is that as this entire situation gathers pace, Theresa May, as I say, might be just trying to buy herself some time, but she does not have much time. She must return to the Parliament with a vote on a deal, some kind of deal. If not next week, then certainly in early January, because, of course, remember, March 29th is Brexit Day, and that is approaching very, very fast.
And what's been the reaction around there, the political reaction in particular to this? I see the DUP's Nigel Dodds saying that this is a shambles, Nicola Sturgeon saying that it's pathetic. How have others greeted the news that the vote may not happen?
Well, of course, opposition parties immediately leaping to say that this is really all signs of a Prime Minister who is no longer in control. Remember, Theresa May lost three very major Commons votes last week. Now she's postponing an even bigger one, a vote that is absolutely critical to the future of British life and British politics. If she cannot get her legislation through a Parliament, you can expect a lot of opposition politicians, and quite frankly, many within her own party, to start saying, is she able to govern anymore? And that raises questions about her immediate leadership, where this goes from here. It's a leadership that has been under pressure for a very long time. That pressure shows no sign whatsoever of decreasing.
Okay, Fiona, we'll leave you in a noisy Westminster for now.